Committee members spent most of the almost 90-minute hearing Tuesday grilling FAA Administrator nominee Lawrence Babbitt. Committee Ranking Member Kay Bailey Hutchinson wants to know whether the next-generation air transportation system is Babbitt's top priority. Babbitt reminds the senator that safety is his top priority, but the next gen is a close second.
What I would like to do, and I have the advantage of currently, there is an industry-wide task force under the umbrella of the RTCA that is looking at what do the users actually want? What technology do they have on board their aircraft? What technology exists at airports that will allow us to begin to implement a lot of the key functions of the next generation of air navigation and aircraft separation? This is not needed new technology. We don't need a Manhattan project to move forward.
He points to technology being used at the Louisville Airport that could be more widely deployed to make a big difference.
It has a wonderful program going where they guide over 100 aircraft every night using the next-gen technology with technology we have today. And they make continuous descent approaches, meaning they're saving 400 to 500 pounds of fuel with every arrival. The noise footprint that they lay down over the city of Louisville is much smaller than it existed before. We have this technology, so we need to find where we can deploy it and deploy it efficiently.
But even with this promise of new technology, Senator Johnny Isaacson wants to know how the FAA will make it clear to the carriers to invest in this new equipment. Babbitt says he will work with airlines and airports to come up with a plan that makes sense to them.
They're often being asked to put aboard equipage that in some cases is $700,000-$800,000 per aircraft. So if you have a fleet of 700 airplanes, that's a very expensive undertaking, and they need to understand that they're going to get a capital return off of that, and I have to say that they have some skepticism. And one of the things that I have tried to set forth here is the FAA, or we, certainly one of my highest priorities, to make us as accountable and credible as we can be, so that when we ask someone to make that type of a capital commitment, that they're going to see a benefit, that they are going to enjoy, in fact. If you make $1 million investment over a period of years, you're going to save $2 million in fuel and 5 minutes per leg or some calculable amount of money.
Babbitt says the FAA wants to start where delays are among the worst and work backwards.
Where we understand the technology, deploy it, and once we're convinced it's up and running, I think it comes naturally that people will then want to provide the equipage on their aircraft, and we'll be able to provide the metering, the spacing, and the reduced separation and higher levels of safety that bring us the benefit that we hope we'll get from NextGen.
Senator Byron Dorgan had some concern over Babbitt's nomination initially, but Dorgan came around after hearing Babbitt's answers. But Dorgan still says the FAA needs serious help, especially after a recent commuter plane crash in Buffalo.
Look, I'm going to strongly support your nomination. I told you when we met in my office, I am very pleased you've decided to accept this opportunity. But we have not had consistent leadership. We've had an acting administrator now for some while and so on. This is an agency that requires a lot of attention. A lot of good people, but requires a lot of attention. And my own view is I think these standards have waned and waxed, and I think what's happened is we have very different standards for commuter carriers than we do for the majors, at least perhaps not with respect to what the rules require, but certainly with respect to enforcement.
Senators, meanwhile, express little concern or interest in Chopra or many of the other nominees. Senator Mark Warner says Chopra brings a great mix of government and industry experience.
And as someone who has spent a great deal of time with Anish, keeping up with all his ideas, he's a bit of a whirlwind, and I know that he'll bring that same energy to this new position.
Chopra did detail some of his priorities.
We will apply the most innovative technologies to bend the healthcare cost curve, as Peter Orszag refers to it, optimize the energy grid, deliver an educational system focused on student excellence with special emphasis on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, protect our nation's critical infrastructure, and build the high-wage, high-growth jobs in all corners of our countries.
He adds that he will rely on his experience in Virginia to make agencies more innovative.
We work to build a culture of innovation in the public sector that saw state employees translate simple ideas into funded prototypes expected to deliver a 4-to-1 return on taxpayer investment and directly aligned with both legislative and executive priorities.
And finally, Chopra got his one question. Senator Amy Klobuchar focused on health IT, a big administration priority. Chopra says he wants to address two challenges with health IT.
One, to promote an innovation strategy that creates new jobs We see a growth market in a lot of the devices you're describing, which is a win for the economy. In addition, we see an opportunity to actually bend the curve on healthcare costs, improving quality of care for folks who want to be living at home, but also to lower our cost structure in addressing their needs.
The committee plans to vote on these nominations later today, and the full Senate is expected to approve them before they go on Memorial Day recess Friday. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.